This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Voters have had their say in Ohio, backing a measure protecting abortion rights.
Abortion is health care. And abortion access is the law of the land in Ohio.
Lauren Blovelt is co-chair of Ohioans United for Reproductive Rights, which led support for the amendment.
Together, we successfully enshrined the right to reproductive freedom into the Ohio Constitution.
It was the latest blow for abortion opponents following a string of defeats in statewide votes since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Voters in Kentucky re-elected Democratic Governor Andy Beshear. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves won a second term. And in Virginia, the State House will be fully in the control of Democrats. The G7 nations, the world's leading democracies, are calling for humanitarian pauses to speed aid to civilians in the Gaza Strip as the war between Israel and Hamas drags on.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a pause in the conflict is vital.
To protect Palestinian civilians, to increase the sustained flow of humanitarian assistance, to allow our citizens and foreign nationals to exit, and to facilitate the release of hostages.
In a statement, the nations sought to balance condemnation of Hamas's attack against Israel and a push for urgent action to help civilians in Gaza left without food, water, medical care, and shelter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
She's the only Palestinian-American in Congress, Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib. Now the House has voted to censure Congresswoman Tlaib after, among other things, she used a slogan that's widely seen as calling for the eradication of Israel. She says her words are being distorted. China says countries should deal with the possible risks of AI together. This is AP News. Ivanka Trump testifies today in New York. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Ivanka Trump is set to take the stand today in the civil fraud trial against her father and his company as Donald Trump continues fundraising off of it. Ivanka Trump is not named in the lawsuit accusing her father, Donald Trump, and his company of inflating assets to secure loans. During her deposition, she denied involvement and blamed others. Ivanka Trump is the state's last witness before Donald Trump's lawyers mount their defense against the lawsuit. The former president was on the witness stand Monday, insisting he's worth far more than the financial statements and that he's not a fraud, but the case against him is fraud. His two eldest sons, who are named in the lawsuit, testified last week. Julie Walker, New York.
The Dow rose 56 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.